A BBC survey involving over half of all universities in England has found that three quarters of them have had to bail out students whose loans and grants haven't yet arrived. This has been the first year that new students whose family home is in England have applied to the student loans company for finance rather than to their local authorities. As we've reported on You and Yours, there have been serious delays in processing many of the applications. The BBC's education correspondent Kim Catchiside is with me now. Kim, how many people then still waiting for their money?
Well, the last figures we've got are for the end of October, and it may be that you can get some more up-to-date figures when you speak to the student loans company later on. But at the end of October, up to 70,000 students were still awaiting payment. Among them, more than 30,000 people who were awaiting documents or that further information was required.
So that would suggest they're nowhere near getting their money if they're being asked for further documents?
Quite possibly. And among those people, I just wonder if there aren't people who've been stuck in the system for quite some time, possibly, you know, way back before the deadline in August. There was a young man that I spoke to yesterday who applied in March. Since then, he's been asked to re-present the photocopy of his passport four times. And more recently, his father apparently was asked to send in the original, which he has done so. Now he's among those people. He applied on time. He feels he's put this documentation in time and time again, and yet keeps being asked for it. And he still hasn't got a penny and has had to be bailed out by his university.
So what is going wrong here then? Does anybody know?
I think that what the student loans company had to bring in new technology, obviously, to process, bring in these new processes.
Because could we just be clear, Kim, they've always paid this money. It was
yes.
The local councils did the processing.
Yes, so now they're doing the whole thing rather than half of it, if you like. And they brought in new technology, which included these document scanners that scan documents into computers. And back in the spring, there was a problem with that scanning, which seems to have given them a problem with their documents and perhaps caused the sort of backlogs that might be leading to these documents getting lost in the system. Now, I mean, I feel that they lost their margin for error at that point, and then after that they were just going to be at risk of things going wrong. I mean, to put it in context, which I'm sure they will later on, they've had something like 1 million applications. So when we're talking about 70,000 people, an undisclosed number of people among those 70,000 will have applied late. And so, you know, couldn't be expected to be paid on time. The student loans company will feel that this is relatively small figures, and they've been processing people faster than last year.
Segment 1.
A BBC survey involving over half of all universities in England has found that three quarters of them have had to bail out students whose loans and grants haven't yet arrived. This has been the first year that new students whose family home is in England have applied to the student loans company for finance rather than to their local authorities. As we've reported on You and Yours, there have been serious delays in processing many of the applications. The BBC's education correspondent Kim Catchiside is with me now. Kim, how many people then still waiting for their money?
Well, the last figures we've got are for the end of October, and it may be that you can get some more up-to-date figures when you speak to the student loans company later on.
Segment 2.
But at the end of October, up to 70,000 students were still awaiting payment. Among them, more than 30,000 people who were awaiting documents or that further information was required.
So that would suggest they're nowhere near getting their money if they're being asked for further documents?
Quite possibly. And among those people, I just wonder if there aren't people who've been stuck in the system for quite some time, possibly, you know, way back before the deadline in August. There was a young man that I spoke to yesterday who applied in March. Since then, he's been asked to re-present the photocopy of his passport four times. And more recently, his father apparently was asked to send in the original, which he has done so.
Segment 3.
Now he's among those people. He applied on time. He feels he's put this documentation in time and time again, and yet keeps being asked for it. And he still hasn't got a penny and has had to be bailed out by his university.
So what is going wrong here then? Does anybody know?
I think that what the student loans company had to bring in new technology, obviously, to process, bring in these new processes.
Because could we just be clear, Kim? They've always paid this money. It was
yes.
The local councils did the processing.
Yes, so now they're doing the whole thing rather than half of it, if you like. And they brought in new technology, which included these document scanners that scan documents into computers.
Segment 4.
And back in the spring, there was a problem with that scanning, which seems to have given them a problem with their documents and perhaps caused the sort of backlogs that might be leading to these documents getting lost in the system. Now, I mean, I feel that they lost their margin for error at that point. And then after that, they were just going to be at risk of things going wrong. I mean, to put it in context, which I'm sure they will later on, they've had something like 1 million applications. So when we're talking about 70,000 people, an undisclosed number of people among those 70,000 will have applied late. And so, you know, couldn't be expected to be paid on time. The student loans company will feel that this is relatively small figures, and they've been processing people faster than last year.